year.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Jerry Bergson. And really, we've had a wonderful show between Gail and Dr. Levine, and Jerry connected them very nicely, even with diabetes. And people need help. People need to be active. People have to go out. You can't live in a bubble. And to help people with that, of course, we always have the Christina Liu Show. Now, this is Jerry's first Christina Liu Show.
It is.
And he's excited to be here. he has some words in reference to... before we get into the heart of the Christina Liu Show, the old-time radio that we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay. Listening to The Death Comes at Midnight reminds me of my days as a little boy. As I said earlier, I'm 80 years old, and I remember so many of these serials. They called them serials, the word that starts with an S, because they were continuous episodes sponsored by cereals that starts with a C.
I like that. That's right.
For example, Superman at 5:15, Monday through Friday, was sponsored by Kellogg's Pep. And that type of sponsorship made you think of, look, up in the air, is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Superman. So that was one. And then 5:30 was Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy, brought to you by Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions. Have you tried Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions? and then there was The Shadow. I don't remember the sponsor. The Shadow was somewhat like the Whistler that we were just listening to. The Shadow, who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men. The Shadow knows. And just to give equal treatment, it isn't just men who are evil sometimes. But, of course, that was written when women weren't getting their due. So these serial programs were really a part of our life. And we used to get things like secret compartment rings in the mail. But I used to wait for the mailman Saturday morning to deliver used to wait with him, living in an apartment, watching him drop the mail in each box. And he used to say, Jerry, here's your secret compartment ring from the Lone Ranger or from some other program.
Oh, that's so great.
So that was part of growing up in the 1940s. And 50s. So that's something that I remember very warmly.
Yeah, and that's, you know, when we started this radio show, that actually came up in one of the radio show committees, you know, because we were taught, because it's hard. Some of them have to be in the public domain, so we can't play all of them. You have to be able to access it.
Right.
But a lot of the members said, you know, it would be so great to revisit these old programs. So working with Dan, we were able to find a site that allows us to do that. And it is nice because it's a nostalgic thing. And it was such an event in people's houses. You know, everyone would gather around and listen to, you know, the broadcast. So it's I'm glad that we're able to do that.
And we have one of these every week, right?
Yes, every week a different one. Yep, we recycle all the different ones.
And I just discovered, because I knew I was coming on here today, that you can go on your computer and just type in whatever serial you remember from the 40s and 50s, and you will find, for example, like in this Death Comes at Midnight, there are over 500 episodes of that adventure. And you can just choose the one. Of course, you just see a bar across your computer screen, and you just turn your head away and listen to that episode.
Yeah,
and you can
absolutely
do that with the Lone Ranger. You can do that with a lot of them. It's amazing that the inventory is available and has been saved, and you can just listen if you want to experience your childhood all over.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. And that's what's definitely important that we try to do here. So I'm glad you're a fan, Jerry.
Now talking experiences, I have a question for Christina.
Oh.
Okay.
because she's got me into Facebook.
Oh.
Did you have a Halloween party?
My friend had a Halloween party.
Oh,
my friend had a Halloween party. But then it means my dad thought I was moving in because he's like, are you throwing the party or is your friend throwing the party? Because I had numerous shopping bags bringing over there. So
I saw some pictures of it.
Yes.
And I was talking to Jerry about it. It looked like quite the wild party. and booze and everything else. Did you know that the Bacardi has a 151 proof rum?
Yes.
You do? Oh, no. Oh, that's terrible.
Yes, I have because of one of my cousins actually had purchased that once.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's powerful.
Yes.
151 proof rum. What else do you think would be significant of the number 151, Jerry? As a newbie.
151. I know that we will probably there be some people, starting with the year 2014, I know that some of those folks will be living and working if they're over 100 years of age. But 150, I don't know. I can't think offhand if I can come up with something for 150.
Days until Christina's birthday.
Up, and that's what it is. It's the birthday countdown. Welcome to, you've been officially initiated into the show now, Jerry. Every week we get our birthday countdown from John for my birthday because it's quite the event.
But this is shocking. I was shocked to see 151 proof rum. It's like, now you're telling me it's in your car.
Yes,
how do you get through a day?
Yes, I'll tell you. It's that's a whole other story for another show. but I like that. 151 days. Wow. I'm going to write that one down, John. Thank you for sharing that one. But back to the town of North Hempstead.
Yes.
We really want to remind everyone that, you know, Veterans Day is coming up next week, and the town has a veterans committee, and they've been doing all different kinds of initiatives. But something that they've been doing is a veterans donation drive. So it's going to be from now until December 9th. It's been going on for 2 years now, and they're looking to collect different toiletries, new clothing, and they donated to the VA hospital in Northport. There's drop-off boxes at Town Hall in Manhasset, Clint G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park, Michael J. Tully Park. So if you want a full list of the items that are needed, please call 311 and they'll give you the full list of everything they're looking for. And it's just great because they go out. I mean, the past 2 years, there's been boxes and boxes of donated material. So I think it's a great thing that the town's doing. So, you know, if you're in the store, you can pick up, something, anything helps, you know. Mm. So please donate if you can.
It's very important. We have to show our appreciation for the vets.
Absolutely. And I think it's great that the town now has this committee where all these, you know, I know they're working. They got some veterans discounts at different local businesses, too. So if you're interested in any of that information, just call 311 and we'll be able to connect you. We can connect you to Gail, too, as we did in the earlier segment. You know, we're very fortunate to have this veterans caseworker also now that isn't just providing services to seniors, but to all town veterans, which is quite exciting.
That's amazing. And honestly, I mean, this, just talking earlier, the amount of information that Gail can pass on, because most people do it, like say for Jerry's brother, you only do it one time in your life. You're a vet. You're in a family. That person doesn't have years of experience. Mm-hmm. Gail has been doing it over and over, so
sidebar a little bit. Project Independence is coming up on its 10-year anniversary, so of course we've been going through old things and kind of reliving the history of things. And I've been fortunate to be here for many of those years. And we were discussing just the social workers and the nurses, and it's just such they're so knowledgeable, and they really come into Project Independence with experience immediately. And like I said, with Gail, it really worked out perfectly because they were looking to have a caseworker for veterans. And the town figured out a way without having to pay more money or anything, but just reallocate things that Gail would be able to provide this service in addition to being a social worker for our Port Washington region. So it's really wonderful. And, you know, if you want to be connected to anyone, please call 311 and stay tuned for all the fun 10-year festivity things that will be coming up. It's exciting just to see how far we've come in all those years.
I'm going to ask you one question. Yes. Are you going to talk about the budget?
You can mention
No, just that the budget got passed and what Christina just said about moving things around without it costing more. That's one thing that Judy Bosworth and the entire board is working on to keep taxes down, to not be increasing expenses to the people, but move the money to where it's best being utilized.
Yeah.
And when they find a spot, as opposed to saying we have to raise taxes and get another X number of dollars, where can we tweak something?
I think that's, I really do, you know, because we were actually talking about that too, because it's just, you know, North Hempstead, just from the top down, is extremely innovative and efficient. So it's really a great partnership because, you know, you have Supervisor Bosworth and the town board wanting to do this. And then it's, you know, the different departments' roles to figure out, okay, you know, what can we do to make sure we don't lose anything? Because, you know, Project Independence, nothing was being cut. Everything is great. And, you know, of course, we're very excited for that. You know, and it's just really a teamwork. And I think that just shows you how wonderful the leadership is just across the board of North Hempstead. Also on this note of Veterans Day celebrations, the Gold Coast International Film Festival is going to be from November 10th to November 15th. There's a whole bunch of different events and films, but they're also providing a free screening of Hail the Conquering Hero. That's going to be on Friday, November 11th at the Great Neck Squire Theater, and that's on Middle Neck Road at 1:30 p.m., and that's in honor of Veterans Day. So that's nice that it's totally free, that event. And the Gold Coast Festival, it's very exciting. It's grown over the years. Hot off the press, I saw we got this whole fancy brochure of all these different programs. So tickets are on sale now. You can go to goldcoastfilmfestival.org or you can call 516-829-2570 or 311. Obviously, we can get you connected. But there's tons and tons of different films, and what's nice is that there's a lot of events that go around each of these films as well, so you can get there's a whole list of all different kinds of movies, so it's a fun
For the last couple of years, after the fact, everybody's been so happy with the results of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's exciting, you know, and even more so there, you know, North Hempstead has really become a place that a lot of things are being filmed to, which is really wonderful. I mean, every time you turn around, there's something being filmed somewhere and you'll see a sign. So it's really putting North Hempstead on the map even more than it already is. So,
and the news day, I think this past week, had, I think there's five. Great Neck was number one place to retire.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. But then I think Port Washington was in there, and they went around. There was a number of that. Long Island had like 20 of the top places to retire in the country, of which Great Neck was number one. Oh. But within the town of North Hempstead, I think we had five or six places.
Yeah, I believe it, you know, because it's you know, really just it's amazing when you think about it. And like I said, we've been reflecting on
there
all these things.
There are a lot
recently.
Of programs, but you have to have the you have to have some money saved up to, not for the programs, but to live if you want to move into one of these gated communities.
Well, that's a whole
expensive.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a difference. Sorry. Gated communities in the North Shore are very expensive.
Yeah. Even further out.
I agree.
But in any case, is this Gold Coast Festival going to be publicized, say, on the Project Independence website? Can you find
It's on the town website, everywhere. Okay. You know, you could find it. And you, like I said, you can call 311 and they can give you a whole list as well.
Okay. Before we go before we go further with the information, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.